Hey, I think we're live. Hey, everyone. It's Norm Farrar, a.k.a. the Beard Guy. And we had a couple, just a small technical glitch. So we're running a little bit late, but we're on. And again, now this is brand new for us, but we're broadcasting live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So, like my son always says, something about the likes, right, Kels? Hit those like buttons and share this video and
that's right.
And ring that bell, Kels, right?
Yes, ring the bell if you are enjoying it. Like and comment and share
Kels this, says yes.
Facebook Live.
That's right. You know, and if Norm the Gnome had a bell, he'd be ringing it right now. But okay, so let's get down to what we're going to be talking about today. And it's about video content and how to put it together and what to expect. And I've got an expert on hand. I've known him for years. He's a great friend. And in fact, he used to own PR Reach. And the service worked so well, I ended up buying the company. And it all started because Rob, his name's Rob Burns, put together a video package for press releases. So even way back in the day, he was thinking ahead of the game, and now he's got some really great things to talk about. So Rob is the founder and CEO of Video Telepathy. And Rob, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, wow. I'm glad we were able to get you on. couple of small
technical issues.
Yeah, but that's okay. So this is just a casual talk, Rob. We're going to sit back. We have a bunch of listeners. And for the listeners that are tuning in live, you know, kick back, have a cup of coffee, and, you know, just learn. This will be recorded, and you will see it later on the different channels. But it's just something, just a casual talk, something to learn more about video, how we use video, and just expert advice from the expert. So where do we start, Rob?
Yeah, so I know you're very Amazon-centric as far as, you know, product videos. And with Video Telepathy, we've really kept a focus on e-commerce, Amazon, crowdfunding videos. So we're really very specific on that. And we do also commercial work as far as just, you know, like regular full-blown commercials and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we started out when we transitioned really focusing on Amazon and e-commerce. And now they're really kind of considered one of the same. But so that's where we go. And with Amazon, we started creating things, Amazon specific products, things like product demonstration videos and Amazon ads, and even taking something we call a market review video, which is kind of a man on a street video, and where people actually try the product, like real people try the product, and then we get their responses, and then we'll slice that up, and those work really great for Amazon ads because it's a testimonial thing.
So I don't think a lot of Amazon sellers, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think a lot of Amazon sellers really know how effective videos are. Like some people, if you have brand registry, you could use video as your seventh position, or you could use it in your store. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can use video, and a lot of people worry about the price. It's not really that effective for the engagement, is it?
Not. I'm sorry.
Sorry. The price isn't that expensive. Here we go with those tech issues.
No, it's terrible. It's not effective. Yeah. It's not
effective. What are you supposed to say?
I should just go now. No. I was thinking like my brain just shut down. As far as price, so one of the things that we did that made Video Telepathy a little unique over other video agencies is we actually built a back-end platform, and we went through just a ton of like e-commerce gurus and experts and people that use you know, use this kind of stuff and say, what was your biggest challenge as far as dealing with video agencies, right? Getting videos done for Amazon. And then what we did is we actually built that into the platform. So we took all the things that always happen, you know, as far as having a video made, and then we systematized that. And what that let us do was, is we could, now we can create a lot more videos, and we can create them a lot faster for a lot less money. But the real upside is we can spend more time on creativity, because we're not doing, you know, like, so one issue was communication. That was a big challenge for people, because it would be, they would talk to one person from a video agency, and they may have called them on the phone and had a discussion. And then they talked to another person, and it was like via email. Then they talked to another person, and it was on Skype. And so all these people, you know, through different processes in video production, would use all these different types of ways to communicate. And then nobody was really communicating with each other. And so, you know, there were big gaps in all, and it just took a long time. And so what we did is we actually standardized everything, and we put it, and we actually built like a communication platform in the dashboard. So once you get started, that's the only way we'll talk to you, because and it automatically kind of transitions. So when it goes from, you know, if you're hiring a script writer, then it goes to the script from the script writer, then it hands off, you know, to the videographer, that hands off to the editor, and all the whole time you can see all of the conversations through the project. So that way nothing slips through the cracks. And so that, you know, that was one kind of time saving way. And then also we have a section for different assets and all, you know, all that good kind of stuff. So kind of to make that short question long, we built a lot in there so that we could increase the productivity, but still maintain high quality. And that's how we get our price down.
I've always found that for the quality of the video, your prices are extremely low. So Amazon seller, new to Amazon, what type of video should they be looking at, or what kind of advice can you give them to get into video?
Yeah. So especially with Amazon, they're very vague on kind of what they like, but they're also very specific on when they reject you. So, but just because we've done literally thousands of videos, we really kind of figured out what they like and what they don't like. And so some of the things that Amazon doesn't like, for a product video is anything that's really kind of direct response style. So, you know, anything that's, you know, maybe, you know, like an ugly VSL type thing where it's just, you know, super hypey and playing on emotions and things like that, they don't like. They don't like any kind of bragging, false claims, anything where that's, you know, like time sensitive, like buy now kind of stuff. And so anything basically, you know, kind of like a, that would be like a late night infomercial, they probably would bounce. What they do like I was mentioning, the product demonstration videos, probably it's funny because it's our least expensive video, but it probably converts the most on Amazon. And that's really just showing the product being used, like just showing the product in the best light. And when you're really successful at creating that kind of video, it would be putting that product in the viewer's mind's eye. So the viewer is imagining using that product. And so with a demonstration video, like they don't even really have talking heads. So it'll just show the product being used. And then also we'll have dynamic reports, you know, all the different benefit points. So have five or six different points and maybe even one or pain points. And then we'll support it with music and move that in the studio or around the studio if it's, you know, kind of an outdoor product or something like that. So, that's how that works. And that's probably what I would recommend starting off with.
Okay. How long should the video be? Product demo.
We see about 39, 40 seconds is the spot. I think, what is Amazon? I think their limit is 49 seconds, something like that. What we usually keep ours about 39, 40 seconds. And that seems to be the best conversions.
And I guess once you publish it on Amazon, it's not just an Amazon video. You can go and repurpose this everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the do especially if we're doing, you know, we're showing a shot and then, you know, it'll be dynamic text and it'll be a benefit point, is you can take those and actually slice those little, you know, 10 to 15 second segments up and make that into little mini video ads. You can make them into social content. You can slice up social content. And what's good about that is because a lot of times, you know, people used to, when they did videos, they would think, well, this is the benefit point. This is the thing that people buy my product about. You know, this is why people buy my product. This is one benefit point, whether it's, you know, makes you lose weight, your eyes less puffy or whatever. But when you run those little pieces of micro content with different benefit points from the same video, you can start to get a picture of really what are people responding to about your product. And so a lot of times we see almost most of the time people, the reasons people thought they were buying your product were not the same reasons as people actually, you know, it might be a different benefit point. So that's something interesting too.
So just split testing it too, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. It's just split testing. So
perfect. And, you know,
yeah, we're taking those about... little... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Rob.
No, I didn't have anything to say.
What I was going to say, we had Hannah Mora from Repurpose.io on the other day, and sending over like a 49-second video clip using that app, it's really incredible, and you can get so much more out of it. So it's taking a video that doesn't cost a lot, that you can have on Amazon, that you can repurpose everywhere, and then like take the clip and cut it into small pieces, like Rob was saying. And it's so easy to do. You can get, you know, 100 pieces of content out of one video just by repurposing it. So first of all, just to stop for a second here, I wanted to give a shout out to Victor and Mark. How's it going, guys? Victor did have a question, or he has a comment, and it's video is the engine pulling our train these days. And you're absolutely right. If it's video on your listing or your video ads, that, and from at least everybody I've heard, that's what's really driving sales and converting. So, Rob, have you had any experience with the video ads? And have you, I guess a lot of sellers have been going over to you for that. But what kind of stats can you give us on that, if you know anything?
Yeah. You know, as far as running video ads, I would say Amazon and Facebook are great. We've noticed that, believe it or not, on LinkedIn, when you're running a video ad, actually a static ad or an article actually converts better than video, which not to untoot my own horn, but you know, just kind of from what we're seeing. And as far as the actual videos converting, you know, increasing conversions, we've actually had customers and you know, these are customers that were doing a fair amount of volume, but they've actually put it, you know, once, you know, the day they put their video up, actually they made that much more that actually covered the cost of the video. So, so it does definitely increase the conversion bump. It's a little difficult for us to get hard numbers from, you know, from our clients, just because, it's kind of a secret, you know, as far as e-com sellers and Amazon sellers, they hold their cards pretty tight as far as their numbers and things like that. But, you know, we do get a lot of feedback. We get a lot of feedback as like, hey, this didn't work, or this did work, or, you know, right here, we dropped off in this time. And so we just keep adjusting our sales, and that's how we really learn as far as, what's working and what's not.
You know, one of the things that's really common with, video and, press releases, people are afraid, or, it might be because of the ability to understand how to put it together. So you have a script, press releases, we have the body of the press release going out, and most people don't do them. A lot of people don't do them because they feel it takes work. Well, for us, we have script, or we have writers. For you, if somebody is on the fence doing a video, the script writing might be the thing holding them back. And as long as they give you a couple of bullets, everything should be cool, right? It doesn't have to be a long, depending on the kind of
right. Yeah, I mean, depending on the kind of a video, the kind of video, so like a product demonstration video or a market review video, kind of a man on the street, really, you know, us just having the product and then giving us five or six benefit points, and we're off to the races. And then we go from there too. I mean, we go all the way up to, you know, we've actually rented out like actual movie studios and built sets and actors and, you know, so, you know, and that's much, much more extensive, but those are, right. those are more like bigger brand videos. But yeah, just getting started as far as just how it's how complicated it can be. And then even, you know, if you're doing say a spokesperson video or something that's more like a commercial, then we actually have script writers that you can hire if you want to write your scripts. And if you want to write your scripts, we actually give you templates to say, okay, here's kind of the basic format we think will, you know, help you convert for this kind of video. And then, you know, based on the thousands of other videos that we've done, and we keep tweaking those too. So
what are some of the trends that you're seeing in e-commerce and Amazon right now with video?
I think the biggest trend is quality. We're noticing, so one of the things we noticed, say 3 years ago, pretty much any video was just amazing. You know, you would throw a video up and it would just convert like crazy and you'd sell like gangbusters. And then a lot of kind of the services where they were kind of not robo video editors, but, you know, just where they would take like stock footage and then add text and this, you know, that kind of thing. Those did really well, but we're really seeing a trend now of just kind of originality in the videos. So, we use much, much less stock footage, and we spend much more time just shooting, you know, original content, and then actually having that, you know, that quality of the content. So, you know, I know a lot of direct response folks are just like, well, you know, it's, you know, don't spend your time on, you know, making your brand look pretty or fancy or whatever. But with video, I think video really kind of gives people an impression of what your company's about, what your product's about. So the better you make it look, the better, you know, the safer people feel. So, you know, throwing out some kind of a super ghetto video that's just full of stock footage, and you know, people are really going to think that's how that video relates to your product, which, you know, is not necessarily a good thing. So I would say one of the biggest trends is really just kind of the quality, just that's it. Quality.
Right. Yeah, I know back in the day, the Animoto videos, we would just, you know, pump them out one after another, not on Amazon, but just...
And they worked amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. It's got its place, but with Amazon, it's just like the packaging, it's like listing optimization. It's about authority and trust. And if people can take a look at your quality images and you have some crappy video on there, they're going to take a look at that, and it could bring the perceived value down. And if you can't keep that trust, they could click off very easy. So by putting a really nice video with features, benefits, it could be ingredients, it could be use, you build that trust. So it's an important element for listing optimization, in my view, anyways.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when somebody sees those videos and they're just, you know, super low quality, they're saying, well, you know, are these people really gonna, you know, are they really vested in this product? Or, you know, how is, you know, if something goes wrong, you know, how are they gonna take care of me? And, you know, is this thing just gonna fall apart when I, you know, when I open the box, kind of thing. So the more you can actually portray quality and show that you care about the product itself, the more, and the buyer actually, then I think, you know, the better you're gonna do, the better your video is gonna convert. So, and that doesn't always, you know, and there are some exceptions. Testimonials, I think, you know, real testimonials from real customers, you should never be really super highly polished, because nobody's really going to go into a studio and give a testimonial for somebody, you know, on just a, you know, a regular, you know, Amazon product or something. So when, you know, I see a lot of sellers going out and actually buying, you know, kind of these testimonials from people. So So I would say, you know, just regular cell phone videos are the best, you know,
right.
Best for a testimonial. The only exception I would say was, you know, like I was mentioning, like the market review videos, because that's almost more like we're going out, you know, man on the street, person on the street, and asking them questions about, you know, having them try the product and asking them questions about it. And, you know, those are, you know, those have pretty high production value, but people right. still understand that these are real people that are trying the product out. And that's really the main message you want to do with a testimonial type thing.
But there's a time and a place for that. So when people see a mm-hmm. polished testimonial, like let's say that you go out there and do the marketplace reviews, they know it. So they know yeah. it's a real, you know, their real feelings. When people go out and test out a product and say they do an unboxing video and they're shooting it with their iPhone, absolutely perfect. You can have a crappy video and it's real. People know it's yeah. coming from that person. So there, again, there's a time and a place. We got a couple of things here and I wanted to, here's a question from, oops, there we go. Mark's talking about, do you feel it's important to have a consistent face to the brand? What a great question.
Well, if you're talking about, so you being, you know, the face of the brand, I mean, if you are the brand, then yes. Like with video telepathy, we actually try to not so much make me the face of the brand for, mm-hmm. obviously for a lot of reasons, but, but also because, you know, we have so much talent that we actually use our talent. And so kind of having a variety of talent, you know, whether we're doing our ads or promos or whatever, it is actually kind of our face of the brand. It's because it just shows that we have, you know, quite a bit of interest. I would say it really depends on the brand. You know, sometimes, you know, the product is the actual face of the brand. And in meaning that, you know, that's always the thing that's showcased. So I would, you know, I would say if something you want to build your own personal brand or your personal brand is tied to your product, then yes. And if not, then no. And if you're talking about different actors and talent, so like, say, was it a Flo with Geico? And then, or, you know, the Geico Gecko, those are all faces of the brand and those are all built on campaigns. But they also, if you notice, those companies actually have multiple faces too, so they can transition in and out. So
the caveman,
one of the challenges of, yeah, exactly. The Geico caveman, the emo hipster caveman. So,
right.
So what, you know, I would say, you know, there is a danger too of pigeonholing you. So say you have a certain, person or a spokesperson, even if it's not you that does it, then, you know, if that person goes away or all of a sudden, you know, when, you know, now wants $1 million a video or something like that, then you get kind of sucked into that. So I would say it, depending on the brand.
Right. Looking for a video company, there's a million online. You type in video production, video this, video that. What do you need to look for? What are some questions that you need to ask before you bring on a person?
As far as bringing a video agency on?
Yeah, like video production company.
I would ask them, I would probably ask them, you know, what is their production process? Like how, so, you know, it, you know, once I buy the video, you know, what are my next steps and how does this go? You know, how do we collaborate? And then also you definitely want to see a lot of samples of work and see what. Did I drop off there? So here.
Hey, Rob, you're cutting out.
Norman's frozen. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's not dropped off and then you dropped off, so I'm not sure where we're at.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll try this. If it drops out some more, maybe what we'll do is just turn off the camera and just go by audio. Okay.
Yeah. I think you dropped off and I dropped off, so but I'm good now. So
perfect. All right.
So I think where did I drop off at?
Just talking about the beginning, right at the beginning when I asked about what people should ask for a video production company.
Sure. I think people should ask about, you know, what is your production process? So once I buy a video, you know, how does that get started? You know, how does the process go as far as, you know, having the, you know, us sending your products, having the video shot, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, how is the product, you know, delivered? I would ask, you know, different samples of, you know, what their work is, because a lot of, you know, most video agencies really kind of have a forte. They specialize in certain kinds of videos. So, you know, if you're going to somebody that does, you know, maybe corporate videos and you want an, you know, an e-commerce product video, you know, they could shoot it, but, you know, is that their thing? So, and then I would also, you know, get, you know, look for testimonials from other people and talk to other people that may have used your product, you know, used your agency. So, you know, probably those three things, but, you know, really like, what is the process? You know, how long does it take? You know, how is it delivered? How do we collaborate in between? You know, what do you need from me? That's a big one too. So.
And what about just how many times you can revise a video?
Yeah. Well, with us, because believe it or not, I would say it's something like close to 60% of our business is repeat business now. So, mm-hmm. You know, our goal is to really have happy customers, you know, so instead of us just constantly trying to land new clients, you know, and just kind of churning through old clients, is we want to take care of the clients we have. So we don't, us personally, we don't have a hard, fast revision rule, you know, just as long as it's realistic. Like, you know, if you're kind of designing on the fly where it's like you send in these revisions and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that looks great. And then like, oh, can you do this now? You know, and then it's like something completely different, then we might have a talk. But you know, usually, you know, we're just more concerned about having that video. Yeah. And we do a lot on the front end as far as just getting information before we actually start putting the video together as far as this creation stuff. So we usually have a really, really good idea on what, you know, the client's looking for.
Okay. And I just wanted to remind everybody, if you do have any questions about video or anything about today's topic, just put it in comments and we'll get right to it. The other area I'd like to talk about, Rob, is the different areas on Amazon that people can use video for. So right now, everybody knows that you can, if you have brand registry, you can put it on your product listing. You can put it into your product store. And now, I don't know if you know about, if you've heard, but they've expanded it to one video in your store up to 20 seconds. So I'm not sure, you know, as of this date when we're publishing, it's 20 seconds. You can also...
So is that for non-brand registered or for brand registered?
No, that's for your brand registry. So when you have your store, okay, you can go in and they'll allow you one of the widgets to upload a video. But the other areas that you can put these videos in, and I've talked to you about this, but I haven't done it. And we got to talk after this. But one of the really cool ways that you can use video on Amazon is in the related videos. So I'd go over, I'd find a video production company, and I'd say, look, I want to talk about the product, the features, the instructions, the ingredients, the how-tos, right? And you do, yep, you shoot a half day shoot or whatever it takes, and then you edit 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them, and you put them together with a thumbnail that looks consistent. It might just be a little difference in color, and then you upload them into your related videos. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, but it looks so cool. So now you're scrolling down and you know, from the listing to the frequently bought to, you know, down the next section, down the, and then there's related videos, and it looks like a tutorial that your company has put together. So a lot of people forget about that. Are you doing anything like that right now?
We've done some in kind of indirectly where people have taken, like you said, the content and sliced it up and then put them in there. And then, you know, because we also do kind of like a lot of post-production videos, mm-hmm, where, you know, unboxing videos and, you know, how to, you know, follow up. And I honestly believe most of your money is made post-sale, where, you know, you're taking care of your client. And, right. And because, you could get a million companies, they're good at selling you stuff, but how many, companies are good at taking care of people after they've sold you stuff? And those companies that do that, then they have clients that are evangelists instead of just clients. So,
right.
I love those down below, because I think too, really the mindset for an Amazon video is really less on selling people and more on educating and helping them buy. I mean, helping them not buy, but helping them, make a decision. And right. So if you look like an advocate and the more information that you give them that lets them know that much more about your product, the more it just keeps narrowing down that chance that they're going to click that buy button. And, just being old school, even direct marketing, every time somebody takes an action, they're that much closer to buying. So if you have this whole little series of micro videos and they just keep going through them and they just kind of get hooked on finding out more about your product, they're going to be that much more liable to actually make a purchase than if they just, went and saw and like, oh, they got 5 stars and I'll go look at somebody else now, So, kind of getting them sucked into your ecosystem. Those are great for doing that.
Yeah. Another tip. So this is the bonus tip for anybody watching, and this is all cool. It's not black hat, but one of the things that we do with video as well, we'll create a product video. So a product video with our competitors, and we do a comparison. So we'll have three different, you've got one of the products right now. So our shampoo and the serum stuff I just sent you, but you just compare 3 or 4 different products, and it could be your biggest competitor. Well, you can upload the video and you don't trash anybody, but you can give maybe you have a biased, opinion on your product, but you can easily put them on your competitors' listings too, and they're not going to go away. So that's another way that you can just get onto the listing. I mean, you could do Amazon posts too, but that's a whole other, topic. The other area that we haven't touched on is Amazon Live. So videos in Amazon Live, I mean, that's a whole other medium now.
Yeah, I think folks are kind of doing QVC style videos of, that's something we're just starting to research into. And we had way back in the day actually set up, kind of a studio where you could do that, where people could have their own little QVC shows and style shows. And I think it was just too early, and it was mainly towards the e-com crowd. So, but with Amazon Live, they can just throw such a massive audience, at something that, and I think you can do promoted Amazon Live. Am I correct? So you can run Amazon Live, but you can actually promote it, via paid too. I think, I'm not positive. Know more about that than I would. Yeah. That. Yeah. So that way, you could actually send some heat towards your stuff. And I think you can actually pre-record these and actually still run them as on the Amazon Live, if I'm not incorrect.
Now this, I mean, it could be with Video Telepathy, it could be with any video production company, but I want to talk about the different types of videos that you're producing. We've already touched base on the product demo video. Now, tell us a bit more about the marketplace review videos and what products are best suited for that.
And yeah, actually,
Rob, the other thing I need to know on this is how you're doing this with COVID.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So we're in California, and when the first lockdown happened, the governor kind of gave us a heads up, so we knew what was going to happen a week or so ahead of time. So what we actually did is we took all our gears from the studio, and then we actually built 2 other remote studios where videographers and editors are, and so we really didn't miss a beat. So the products would come in, and then one of our videographers would just come pick up the products, and they would take it to their studio, and they would shoot stuff. So it actually we probably saw a little bit of an uptick, believe it or not. I think e-com, you know, because retail stores are having, you know, store, you know, on the street, storefront retail stores are having such a difficult time. Everybody's going to Amazon to buy stuff. So we actually picked up a little bit in business, and then we had to get creative, but it works really well, you know. So, and we're also, you know, we're still doing things like market review videos. We just have to be a little bit, we have to think it a little bit through before we do it. So we'll go to say, so a market review video, which is kind of the person on the street type video, will maybe go to a farmer's market. And it actually kind of worked out better for us now, because in California, when they have farmer's markets, they only let a certain number of people in. And then there's like this huge line that goes about a mile of people that are, you know, 6 feet apart. So we'll just kind of set up, you know, about a half mile into that line, you know, back and have this thing. And like, everybody's just staring at it. It's like, hey, what's that? You know? And I'm like, oh, you want to try some coffee? You know? And then we'll have them try it and kind of do the thing. And then we can still, with our video set up and our mic set up, we can still maintain our distance and have them maintain their distance. And we'll do the review video, and then we'll go through and sanitize everything, and then we'll have the next person come through and just do the same thing. So we had to get a little creative, but we didn't miss a beat on that. One thing you were talking about too, as far as kind of those, you know, showing your competitors type, you know, your stuff along with your competitors. One way, you know, because Amazon, like I said, they don't want you to, you know, like go out and just bash your competitors. Like that's, you know, kind of in that old school direct response type stuff too, that they're this. But what you can do is say, with the market review videos, you can do something almost like a Pepsi challenge, where you can say, oh, we have X, Y, Z, you know, and then, but they don't know which one it is. And then they try the product and it's your product, and like, oh, it's amazing. And then they try that one and like, oh, that's Folgers, you know, and oh, you know, that's, you know, Chock Full of Nuts or whatever. So you can do something like that. And then, you know, that's that, you know, 90% of the time is going to pass muster. And I say 90% of the time, because 100% of the time with Amazon is a pretty bold statement. So
there's, we're just winding down now. You have a product that I want to tell people about, and it's for sure. Social media. It's video social media. Can you tell people about the package or the service that you're offering?
Sure. So we're doing a couple things depending on, you know, where you are as far as, you know, on the growth of your brand. We start out with basically where, if you have existing content, or say we shot some content for you, like one of your videos, you can, on a monthly basis, we'll take that content and we'll slice it up into basically all the different social formats. So, we'll take little, you know, 5-10 second snippets, make them, vertical, horizontal, square for, you know, Instagram, YouTube, whatever you're using. Then we'll also make them into images, and then also convert them over into, say, things like cinemagraphs and photographs and image ads and video ads and all that different kind of stuff. Then for some of the larger brands, they just want monthly content, you know, where they could just have monthly social content and little micro ads, and we'll actually, you know, go through and just shoot their product just out, you know, kind of in cool locations and different things like that, and then go through and do that. And then, you know, even to step it up even further, then we can do things with, you know, actors and models and things like that, you know, depending on what your product is and how big you want to scale. So, you know, and it starts out as low as $397 and, you know, goes up to, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 a month, depending on what you're looking
right.
to do.
Well, I've seen your average package, and that's incredible value that somebody can have video or some form of rich media every day of the month in all the three different formats. So I don't plug things. I'm not doing anything affiliate. I should, but I don't do any affiliate stuff. I'm just telling you that I've seen Rob's that 30-day video content, and it's incredible. So if you are looking for it and you're tired of doing all this yourself, it's an excellent way to have it at your fingertips. So I think that's it, Rob, unless you have anything else to say about video marketing.
I could
You got plenty to say about video
marketing. I could go for days, yeah. It's like, but I think we're probably good for now.
Perfect. All right. So I think that'll conclude our session today on with Rob Burns. And I hope you enjoyed everything. I'm sure Kelsey will come on right now and tell us about what you're supposed to do. All I know is I ring a bell.
That's right. Follow us on social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, everything you need. So if you enjoy the content today, just a share and a like go a long way. So hope you enjoyed.
Kels, we're going to also, this has been the full podcast. It's been about 40 minutes. We're going to also be splicing this up into small segments, and you can enjoy it that way as well. So, Rob, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
I'm not sure
today.
If you can hear me, but I think I lost the audio here. So, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, cool. I can't hear you guys, so I'm just kind of winging. I can see your mouth moving. So.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. See you, Rob. All right. So, guys, until next time, until next Thursday we have a special guest next Tuesday at noon that's going to be talking about crowdfunding. So stay tuned for that, and we have another guest next Thursday at noon for Lunch with Norm. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you then. Lunch with Norm.